Love Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody to She Zone Radio with your host KC. Got my guest host on the phone. Got my co-host on the phone. Look, tonight's show gonna be off the chain. That's all I'm gonna say about it. Not even gonna give y'all any hints or anything. I'm just gonna go ahead and introduce these two lovely people. I'm gonna go ahead and first introduce my co-host by the name of Teddy. So Teddy, you know, shout out to people real quick.
What's going on, people? Y'all know who it is. It's Teddy. I'm a little bit under the weather right now, but what's going on with you?
All right, Teddy. Next, we're gonna introduce the co. This Lord, y'all, please don't beep. I know y'all got y'all bells ready to get me. Please, I'm gonna go ahead and introduce K.O. Her name is K.O. She is a up-and-coming lesbian MC, one of the hottest ones that I've heard so far. And I want you to go ahead and introduce yourself to the people, K.O.
So what up, everybody? It's K.O. Female rapper straight out of 540 VA, born and raised in Fredericksburg, Virginia, 25 years old. Fuck with me.
Aye. So, K.O., let me ask you a quick question.
What up?
What inspires you to get into the whole music thing? Like,
I mean, I've been rapping since I could write. Ever since I've been a kid, you know what I'm saying? I just would just use it as, like, my journal. You know what I'm saying? And just used to write shit down when I was stressed out and shit. I ain't had the best upbringing and shit. So, whenever I just was going through something, I just used to write my shit down. I used to write stories and poems and skits and shit and everything. I just took this rap shit.
All right. So, what part of town? Where are you from again?
I'm from Fredericksburg. I know you probably don't know what I'm talking about. Don't nobody know what I'm talking about. But we is like 45 minutes from D.C. and 45 minutes from Richmond. So we right in the middle.
I knew you lived in VA, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm in VA.
But I always get the Woodbridge, the Fredericksburg. I get all that confused sometimes because it's so close.
That's what I'm trying to do, though. I'm trying to put us a little bit on the map because don't nobody know Fredericksburg at all. I got lost in D.C. one time, and I was trying to get back to Fredericksburg, and they just kept relating to Frederick, Maryland. You know what I'm saying? They don't know nothing about no Fredericksburg.
Yeah, I definitely know about it. I don't see it on the way to D.C., but I never stop, you know?
Yeah.
Too many bushes, man. So, who are some of the people that have influenced you in the game so far?
Well, I mean, honestly, when I very first started, like, nobody, like, influenced me to rap. It was just, like, my upbringing and shit like that just made me just want to rap. But, like, as far as people, like, music that inspire me is people like Lauryn Hill, Marvin Gaye, Nas, Tupac, Biggie, you know what I'm saying, the great.
Okay. So, if you compare yourself to any female...
Don't you compare me because there ain't nobody near me.
I'm just me.
Like, my music is like my music. Like, I put my own twang on my shit, my own delivery, you know what I'm saying, little punchline is my feelings. I don't want to, like, even compare myself to nobody. I'm not trying to say I'm just, like, the best. I'm just saying, like, I don't want to be compared to nobody. Like, especially nobody in the industry, because I can't look up to any of those people, like Nicki Minaj and people like that. Like, I don't support their movement because I don't believe in that Barbie doll campaign shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you. Like how you came back to
it.
Now,
hold
on, don't compare me to nobody. I'm like,
nah, not nobody in the game. Like, I mean, like the Brad, it looked like she about to make a comeback, but at the same time, like I'm not even trying to go that route because I'm not trying to go too mainstream where you gotta sell your soul and be somebody that you not be uncomfortable and you know what I'm saying and promote fucked up negative shit. You know what I'm saying? Nah.
Yeah. It's just So I'm gonna go ahead and get the mic to Teddy. I know Teddy probably got some questions for you.
All right.
I do. I'm trying to think of some.
Teddy's sick.
Teddy under the weather. Teddy Madness is like out there right now.
Yeah.
But how long you been, you know, you've been rapping or whatever, been writing rhymes and shit?
I mean, for real, probably since I could, like, write and, like, comprehend. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it was just, like a stress reliever. It just started off, it was, like, for real, started off as a hobby. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, write to my journal, my diary. It was, like, I just made my shit rhyme. You know what I'm saying? But as far as, like, recording, I really ain't put nothing together until last year. Last spring, I dropped my first mixtape, Go Hard, State of Mind. And it was like, I got so much feedback. Everybody was, you know what I'm saying? People tell you that they fucking with your music. And they like, for real, like, oh, you hot. You need to do something with this shit. It just motivates you to just be like, all right, bet. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to keep doing this.
Ooh, that's what's up. That's all I can think of right now. If I need anything else while I'm on here, I will ask you.
Exactly.
All
right.
Is there anything you
want to
ask us? You
want to
talk to us about? Or
I mean, who do y'all listen to as far as, like, music?
Well, when it comes to me, I listen to anybody that's speaking positivity. That's just me. You know, I support everybody, you know. Everybody got to eat, you feel me?
Yeah.
And if, you know, I like a beat. That's my thing. I like something I can groove to in my car, something I can sometimes lay in the bed and relate to at night. Like, oh, I've been there. You feel what I'm saying? I like stuff like that.
And you like the dance.
Oh, yeah. I like to shake my level with it. You feel? Hey. I like to shake my level with it, too. You know. I mean, as long as it's speaking to me. That's I think that's it. As long as it's speaking to me.
Yeah.
You know? Man, what about you,
Teddy? I mean, I'm a real old school person, you know what I'm saying? I like that old school hip hop and R&B. You know, from Marvin Gaye, Temptations on down to Queen Latifah, MC Light, Moni Love, Yo Yo, Kumo D, Run DMC, Curtis Blow, all of them. Yes,
you
I can take it back.
That was my family, boy.
I'm an 80s baby. I gotta take it back.
Yeah, she took it way back.
But you know what, though? You took it back. But you took it back to some good stuff. Feel me? Some good artists.
Yeah.
All day, every day. I don't listen to bullshit.
Nah, don't nobody want to be dumbed down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because I'm like, the stuff they got out here now, it's the same stuff. You know, somebody else putting their words on it. Or they talking about stuff they know daggone well they never done a day in their life.
Mm-hmm.
They talking about, oh, I sold this, that, and the third, but yeah, you were living in the suburbs with both your parents.
Man, I got a Benz and a lack, you know, daggone
yeah,
well, riding the bus.
Oh, no, you don't. You ride the bus with me. I seen you at the bus stop 2 weeks ago with me. You don't ride with no lack.
Yeah,
you ride that good old HRT.
Look, then they done paid all these girls. They claim they done did it, so soon as the video cut, get away from me, you is ratchet. You know what I'm saying? That's how
like
you is a woman.
Like, you is nobody right now. I don't want you.
Yeah, exactly. Who are you?
Like, what is your name again? I mean, who, what, what record label are you with, huh? I get a clue.
And that's one thing I can honestly say. I have listened to you. I've been on YouTube, you know, and I really do admire your movement, especially that kitty cat. I love that.
You crazy.
I love that one.
The panty drop one.
Yeah. That's definitely a woman thing. They gonna love that. Y'all are gonna love that one.
Indeed. He said a woman thing.
That's a woman thing. Mhm. That's something they going, you know, after the club. Hey, put that kitty cat on, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a girl. That.
Yeah. Get you a couple drinks and listen to that kitty cat.
You know, you definitely know it. You ain't got anything else you want to talk to us about?
I mean, can I give out a little bit of my contact information right now?
Oh, we gonna get to that.
What?
We gonna
get
to that.
I just wanted to make sure. I ain't wanna, you know what I'm saying? Ain't wanna.
Oh yeah. We gonna get to that. We definitely look. What I told you, it's gonna happen. You know what I'm saying?
It's gonna happen.
We trying to have a little fun with you right quick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What y'all doing? Y'all ain't watched the game?
No,
man,
I
can't see that game right now. Y'all ain't fucking with it.
I am, but I mean, I can't watch it right now. Literally, I don't have cable.
Oh, damn.
Look,
guess
I'm
going to
put it out there.
Before. Everybody done been through this before.
Yeah, you right. You are right. ain't nothing okay with on anyway. Ain't nothing but Family Guy on shit. Ain't nothing on that.
Ain't nothing wrong with the same thing
on regular TV. Okay, you know,
right.
You better get you some Netflix and watch it on your phone. That's just how I look at it. Real talk.
$7.99
a month. For real.
Cleveland Brown, damn it, Cleveland Brown.
Oh yeah, I like right. Cleveland Brown.
That ain't you.
I love him, man. What's the little baby name? Cleveland Brown Jr.
Hey, yo, bro, I got to step away from the phone right quick. I'm going to mute it, all right?
All right, man. But, yeah, so, anything else you want to talk about?
Nah, man, I'm thinking you about to, you know, hit me with some questions. What you want to talk about? I'm
man,
a little bit scared. You keep saying how crazy the night gonna be and stuff. I hope
it's
crazy after I get off.
It's gonna get crazy. You know what I'm saying? I just you know, giving you your time to shine. I want to make sure you know you get your questions in. I get my questions in. We have a good time. We get to party and everybody get to know everybody. That's just how I do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, we can. I know what we can do. We can go ahead and listen to your track. Let everybody get tuned to it. Well,
I bet.
Let's go.
I bet.
Everybody, this KO, Kitty Cat. Check it out right quick.
Hey, kitty, kitty, hey, kitty, 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 hey, kitty, kitty, hey, kitty, 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 kitty. Hey, nigga in the whole room, look at that. Skinny jeans with you over there, look at fat. Pretty face, nails done, and you getting set. All I really wanna do is to give it that. So put your name in my phone with your digits at. Guarantee it won't be long before I get you wet. Wanna bet? I got a sweet tooth for you, so girl, won't you break me off with a little piece of that? Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, 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 cat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat. Dressed in proper swag, gon' put you the baddest in the city. And if your girl ain't with eating good on everything I love, I go ham in the kitty. Rough sex got her hand on the kitty. I kiss on it, I be playing with the kitty.
Make a fiend, got a gripping on my dreads, trying to direct my head to go slam in the kitty. You be killing them with them black leggings, and the way you walk, seduction in the air from the way you talk. You looking good, sweeter than the candy bar. Your friends bad too, but you the baddest of them all. If you ain't ever been with a girl, I can change the world. Soon as you come here, I'ma need for you to take it off. I know you heard about the tongue, got stubborn girl sprung, but if you're down for the cause, then just make the call. But you gotta be bad in your own skin. Soon as I get it wet, then I'm gon' swim. She said she wanted so sex and some passion, and that ain't what she get when she be fucking with these grown men. So I told her no need to be wasting time. I'ma make a crawl when I taste the prize. Had them toes curling, hands squinting sheets when she's geeking. When I finish, I guarantee she gon' say it's mine. Hey nigga in the whole room, look at that. Skinny jeans with you over there looking fat. Pretty face nails done and you getting sex. All I really wanna do is to give it that. So put your name in my phone where your digits at. Guarantee it won't be long before I get you wet. Wanna bet? I got a sweet tooth for you, so girl, won't you break me off for a little piece of that? Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty hit, kitty, kitty, kitty. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty hit, kitty, kitty, kitty. Hey, kitty, kitty. You know I like the nitty bitty. We can scratch the movie and start working on a mini series. The pussy cat meow and the lion and me growling, so let me fall and stalling. If you really with me, well, we can hit the telly if you feel you ready. Tea candles all over, lay you on your belly. Kiss you from your lips to your feet till you cringe when I eat. Heavy shaking like a bowl of jelly. If you want a strap, bitch, just hold it steady. I'ma get it from the back, bring that ass back. Matter of fact, arch your back, make that ass clap. I put a 9-to-5 work on that body. And we be busting automatic like a shotty. She on fire, she say I got that bomb sex. I'm number one on the list, she be scrolling for my name. Skipping her exes, but she be going through a context. Text at 187 for me to come and kill it. I'm in VA, but I get there in a New York minute. I swear I feel unreal when I get up in it. Make her say she love me, and I don't think she really meant it. We can and I can see from about your dreams. Put you on my cream team. My mission is to please you, girl. Cause you got the sex weed and my tongue is cracked. Got you addicted 24 hours. Got you feeling, girl. Hey nigga in the whole room, look at that. Skinny jeans with you over there looking fat. Pretty face nails done and you getting sex. All I really wanna do is to give it that. So put your name in my phone where your digits at. Guarantee it won't be long before I get you wet. Wanna bet? I got a sweet tooth for you, so girl, won't you break me off for a little piece of that? Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. 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 Hey, kitty, kitty, hey,
I'm feeling you.
Hey, kitty, 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 kitty.
So what you wanna do?
All right, ladies, you have just heard K.O. Kitty Cat. So what made you, what inspired you to create that song?
My man AOJ, he make beats and shit around, you know, around the area, and he put me on with that beat. And when that joint dropped, I couldn't think of nothing but Kitty Cat. I don't know why Kitty Cat just kept coming to my head, and I was like, I gotta say something about Kitty Cat. And I don't know, I just got in my nasty zone. Just got in my nasty zone, and just locked myself in my room for probably like 20 minutes and just, yeah.
I hear that. What we going to do right now, KO, before we get into your final minutes, we're going to go ahead and talk to the people. If anybody right now want to speak to KO, I want you to press number one right now. All right. Let's go to our first caller. Area code 540. First,
yeah.
295. Hello, Erico 540. 295.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, shout out to my nigga KO. Going to big with this music situation. I see you, nigga.
What up, G-Boogie?
I see you, man. You gotta get up, man. I got to get off this phone, though, right quick. I'm at work. Not trying to get fired, nigga.
Hey,
right.
Later.
All right. All right. Let's go to area code 540-645. Area code 540645. Yeah.
Hello.
Alright. Hello. Alright.
Hi.
We'll come back to them. Area code 540 2 9. Well, we just talked to them then. Area code 640-661. You in the building? Talk to us.
Yo.
Yo.
This is Duck Sauce, nigga. What up?
Yeah, what up, Duck Sauce?
Hey, young shout out on that kitty cat jump, dog.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, feeling it.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, man. Just do your thing, man.
Hell yeah, right, that.
You know it.
Alright.
Don't say too much.
Alright, zombie.
Alright.
Good looking.
Alright. Let's go to area code 6951-240. Let's talk to me. Hello, area code 951.
Hello. Hello, this is Stephanie from the Fredericksburg area, and I just really had some words on the discussion for tonight on parenting versus lesbian community versus the straight community. I am a femme with a child, and
Stephanie,
this may just turn into what?
It's not that time of the discussion yet. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, don't advertise it.
It's my time right now. Like, you on my block.
Oh, that's kind of embarrassing. So what do I do? Just give you a shout out?
You should, but if you can call in a little later and talk about the pregnancy thing or whatever you wanted to talk about.
Y'all don't want to. Okay, never mind. All right, then. Well, shout outs to my brother Coco. But I do have some words, so I will be tuning in to Vin about my opinion.
Damn, Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
I know that's right. Okay, well, y'all have a good night now.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
I like her.
G-A-T-T-O. Hey, look, and she will call back.
Yeah, that's good. That's what we want to do.
That.
Area code 405-230. It's awesome.
Hey, I just want to say y'all are doing y'all's thing, and I'm not mad at you. Keep doing it, okay?
Yes, indeed. Appreciate
it. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. All right. Well, KO, what I'm going to get you to do right quick, go ahead and give me the people, let us know exactly where we can get in contact with you.
All right. You can reach me on Facebook at KO540 or K-O Brown. Or you can reach me on That Piss, KO540. You can download some of my music off my latest CD. You can reach me on ReverbNation.com at KO540. That's KO540. You can reach me on Instagram at KO540. You can reach me on DMV. Check out some of my videos on there. KO540 DMV86. I think the computer kind of, like, made that one up for me. It's KO540DMB86. And then on Twitter, I don't really like to be followed. I don't really get on like that, but it's KOMUSICK. All
right. You got any upcoming events or anything you want the people to come to support you?
Yeah, I'm planning a party sometime July, but, you know, I ain't really going to speak on it until I got a little bit more detail, but I'm in the process of editing a video for one of my bangers off my album, Me That Blow Like Loud. Shout out to Bricks and Noonie for jumping on that one with me. I'm probably going to drop that video either this week or next week, and that shit's dope. I'm going to the studio tomorrow to drop, to record this banger that I just came up with. You know what I'm saying? I got a mixtape called The Come Up, and that's The Come Up, K-O-M-E, Up. And that junk going to drop like late summer, early fall. Right now, you know, I'm just writing and getting ready for that, and getting ready for the show in July, and getting ready for She Pride in August. I'm going to be performing August 5th, Friday night. I'll make sure y'all come out for that.
We definitely waiting on that.
Indeed.
And I already know you're going to bring it.
Indeed.
I know you're going to bring it.
All right.
What's your, Let me ask you a quick question. One thing before I let you go. I know you told us all your social networks, but ladies, we got to start booking out female MCs to events and everything. You know, we all we got, and we got to support each other. So, KO, go ahead and knock them with your booking information, just in case they want to bring you to
all
that
right,
city.
All right. Yeah, y'all can just email me, whatever. It's Lady16Bars. I'm going to spell it out. It's LADEE16BARZ@yahoo.com.
All right. Well, definitely, KO, it was a pleasure having you here.
Yes, man.
On
thank
radio.
You so
and I definitely want to bring you back.
Hey, man.
We're going to talk about hey. That.
Appreciate you for having me on, too.
No doubt. Thank you. You have a nice weekend. Nice. Finish the
man,
rest of your
it is the beginning
day.
Of the week, Casey. It is the beginning of the week.
No, it is the holiday right now. You got to work. It's
nah,
like 12 o'clock.
The
now.
Holiday ends in about 35 minutes.
And you're nope. right. But guess what? You still have 35 minutes.
You know what? I'm about to get it in for that rest of that 35. I'm going to tune in to the rest of the show, though.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, man, appreciate it.
I appreciate you, too.
All right,
Teddy P.
Yeah, I'm back, man, I'm back.
I know we missed you for a few minutes, you know.
I know, I was listening or whatever. I had to deal with, you know, parenting issues, you know, I had to handle my daughter, so...
Well, guess what? Guess what today's topic is today?
Oh, really?
Today's topic is parenting.
Oh, wow. I got to stay on for at least 30 more minutes, 30, 45 minutes. I know this topic very well.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. My question for today is, do you believe that there's a difference between lesbian parents and, well, as you can see, community parents and versus the straight? Is there a difference?
I mean, a little bit, because in my case, I think my 13-year-old, because I have a 13-year-old daughter, and when we go out in public sometimes, when I come up to the school, I feel as though she's ashamed of me, mm-hmm. ashamed to be seen with me, and I'm like, you shouldn't have to be ashamed of me, because I'm not here to impress you or none of your friends when it comes to that aspect. And the disciplining aspect, we all just the same. We're trying to raise our kids to be upstanding citizens and, you know, provide for, you know, themselves and, you know, do right by themselves. But you know how people, either in our community or outside our community, say, okay, we're going to raise our kids this way. They're going to be bad. They're going to be this. They're going to be that, you know. And that's kind of, they're saying, well, since their parents are gay, or lesbians or whatever, they're going to be bad. They're going to go rob banks and kill people. Not saying, you know, the heterosexual parents, you know, raising that same child, go be on the straight and narrow. That's not the case. Because two women can raise a child just like a man and a woman can raise a child.
Okay, but so what do you think are some of the similarities between... you know, the homosexuals raising kids and the heterosexuals raising kids?
I mean, they all trying to, you know, raise their child to be an upstanding citizen, to provide for themselves and their families and their, you know, their communities and stuff. Not mm-hmm. to go out there, you know, and to do bad or to bash people. That's how I feel about it. They got one common goal, trying to raise an upstanding citizen, a productive person in society.
Mm. So what do you think are some of the disadvantages of?
I mean, if they coming from a single parent home, regardless if it's a mama, just, you know, raising a child, or even a father raising a child, that's a disadvantage. Or they live in a situation. You know, some parents, some people might be raised in the suburbs in them nice, fancy houses. Then you got the other ones raised in the hood, trying to survive, scratching and surviving, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I really honestly don't
Well, I have to agree to disagree on the whole, you know, because a lot of people don't want to see the gays and lesbians support. They don't want to see us having children. They feel that we are being a bad influence on children. We want the children to grow up to be gay, or they feel like that we're teaching children to be gay at birth. But that, I believe that's not the case.
Mm-mm.
And most, that's not the case in most parents, you know, single parents.
Right, in most cases.
Right, because I feel like, you know, you can't really say what a child's going to do when she get 18 and when she get 13.
Right.
I say 13, really, because 13, I believe in a lot of children's mind, their minds made up to be whether they want to be gay or not. You know what I'm saying? Or whether they want to do this or whether they want to do it.
Touch on that, bro. Sometimes it's younger than 13. It could be, they could be 5 or 6 thinking that way. They don't understand how they thinking, you know, at that age. But they thinking, damn, I like, you know, girls. Well, I like, you know, if it's a little boy, I like boys. But when people think, hear that, they assume that the child has been molested or has been raped. That's not necessarily the case.
Right.
And people got to understand that. Like, with shit, with me, I've been a tomboy all my life. Okay? Ain't nobody never, you know, touched me in that way or did anything to me when I was younger, you know, to that effect. I mean, I've had stuff happen to me, you know, 2 times, but that's not, you know, the reason why I am the way I am. I love women. Women love me.
Right.
So I'm going to do what I'm going to do. But people out there in the world need to understand, parents are parents. Let us raise our kids the way we're going to raise our kids. Just like straight people. Because, I mean, I think it was this young man. I can't remember, don't know his name. He got 2 moms and he wrote a book about it.
Mm-hmm.
An upstanding young man, went to college, graduated, got a, you know, nice job, and he's doing what he had to do. But he was raised by 2 women. And if he can go to college and graduate, why can't the next one that's raised by 2 women or 2 men go to college and graduate, you know what I'm saying, and be a productive citizen? They not necessarily going to make that child's not going to be gay or be a lesbian because their parents are that way.
Well, I believe that children do pick up on what their parents do. A lot of children do pick up on what their parents do, but they also have a choice to do what they want to do.
Mhm.
And you know, but there are some parents. It's not just like gays and lesbians that, you know, instill stuff in their children's head. There are straight parents out there that instill negativity in their children's head or instill all kinds of stuff, make them grow up the way they want them to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Just think about racism, for example. Think about how many people we have now that were raised to hate black people, that was raised to hate Hispanics or whatever, the minority, period, that were raised to hate and not love. So you can't just put that on the gay and lesbians that, you know, we don't treat our children right, we don't raise them right, or whatever.
Right.
It's not, you know, society has a lot to play on the child's upbringing as well. You know, where you send those children to school, you know, who you allow your children to hang around and play with at a young age. It's not all on the parents. And, you know, people need to stop judging people's relationships, judging people's parenting skills, just judging people, period. Like, we all live to live, you know?
And
we all are human, you know?
Right. And what my take on that is, can't nobody judge nobody. The only person that can judge anybody, and I mean anybody, is the Lord. That's the only person that got the final judgment on any and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So society as a whole, you're right, needs to stop it. They need to stop it, but you know, nah, they not. And you know they're going to keep saying, well, in our community, y'all teaching y'all kids to do this, and y'all teaching y'all kids to do that. Okay, you got a straight
family, a mother and a father, you know, son and a daughter. You got a gay, you know, family. Let's say two moms and two kids. They get up at 8, all the kids is 18, graduate from high school. Now, the gay couple got two kids, graduated, got degrees and stuff, doing good. You got the heterosexual, you know, gay kids running, robbed 2, 3, 4 banks, doing 25 to life, and you got another one dead because he was in a drug gang. Y'all gonna blame it on the fact that his parents were straight. That's why he, you know, went and robbed banks and doing 25 to life, and the other one is dead, you know, because he's doing drugs. It's just crazy to me. Hopefully society gets its act together about that.
You know, sometimes it's not all about society. And, you know, we shouldn't, as people, shouldn't sit around and wait for society to do anything.
Right.
We can't, if we want support and we want love, we got to give it to ourselves. Just like
mm-hmm.
I was saying on the show before, you know, a lot of people sit there and be like, oh, I want gay rights to be accepted. I want blah, blah, blah for gays and lesbians. But at the same sense, we as a gay and lesbian community don't even support ourselves, man. We don't even be here for us. You feel me?
Right. You need to go out to go out to the events and, you know, voice your opinion. Go support them. If they're doing a show at a club or, you know, at a, you know, a venue, go support them. You know what I'm saying? Even if you don't like who's going to be there, you're not being there, you know, for the crowd. You're being there for that entertainer, that MC, that dancer, that whoever. You're there to support, to get them out there, to get exposure. Because we don't have a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, in our community that's in the mainstream. We got them, but you don't see them too much. They come out when they want to come out, or they're ashamed to come out because of the backlash they're going to have for coming out.
Man, I hear that. You know, we definitely before we start seeking help from others, we gotta help ourselves, and we gotta love
mm-hmm.
ourselves, and we gotta be here for us. You know, it's times are hard right now, and you know, if we want to have babies, we gonna have babies regardless. But if you want society to support you, you know, we gotta start coming at things a lot better. You gotta start, you know, loving ourselves, start supporting our own, you know. And Martin Luther King did it best. He had a dream. He went out there. He got into fights. He went into marching. He marched. I mean, Dr. Martin Luther King marched cities and states. You feel what I'm saying? His dream. He died before he got to see his dream. But
mm-hmm.
guess what? He had a dream, and that dream came true. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can do anything you want to do. And if you want to raise kids, all I say is, you know, a child could be raised by anyone that's going to give them a loving home. It doesn't matter who you live with. I'd rather a child live with somebody that's going to love and care for them than somebody that's going to judge them and talk down on them and tell them what they can or what they can't do. Why not be in a loving family that's out and happy about who they are and that can teach the children to love yourself and love people, you know what I'm saying? To embrace, you know, embrace you. Like, I don't want to, you know, if I was adopted or whatever, especially if I was adopted, I would rather live with a family that's going to be happy and lucky, you know? That's what people are. That's what gay people are. We are happy, like, you know what I'm saying?
Happy people. We like to be the life of the party. We don't like to see nobody sad, you know, down and depressed. You want to liven up the room, you know, make people smile.
You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely, I just feel like you don't have to be gay, straight, or whatever, as long as you provide a nursery home for a child.
Right.
You know,
provide that love, support, and the love, support, the nurturing. I mean, sometimes, like in my case with my 13-year-old, love her dearly, but you got to get that tough love. She might not like you. She might hate you, but
But at the end of the day, when she get older, she gonna realize Mama said this and done this to me for a reason. She taught me all this stuff for a reason, so I won't make the same mistakes that she did when she was my age. That's all I try to instill, you know, in my kids. Don't make the same mistakes that I did. Learn from me. Learn from what I did. And, you know, you could go wherever life takes you. But just be smart about it.
That's true. That's indeed true. You know, I wasn't brought up on, you know, the gay and lesbian lifestyle. I wasn't brought up on. I was brought up to dislike, to not. I was brought up that it was wrong. It was an abomination. But guess what? I did what I had to do. I'm me. I love me. Mm-hmm. Anybody that does not love me, that is not my business, that is not my problem. I'm going to have children one day, and I don't care what society thinks about me. I'm going to have my child. I'm going to love my child. I'm going to nourish my child. I'm going to teach my child right from wrong. And you know what else I'm going to teach my child? I'm going to teach my child to treat people like she or he wants to be treated. If my child comes to me tomorrow or today and say, hey, Casey, you know, mama, or whatever she want to call me, and she say, I'm gay. I like women, or I like men, or whatever. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hug her and say, look, I love you. That's all a child needs, I love you. Children need to hear that from their mothers and fathers, that I love you. I support you. Just make sure this is what you want to do. If I don't care if you want to put on a dog suit and run around, you know, town, barking like a chicken or whatever, I love you. That's she being your child and he being your child, you gotta love her, you gotta accept her flaws and all, and you gotta teach her to do what's right. That's just real. That's real talk, man. Seriously.
So what's the other topic we got on the agenda tonight, bro?
What?
What's the other topic we supposed to be talking about tonight?
We gonna talk about that. Still talk about this right quick. Yeah, so, you know, that's, we're going to go to the callers and see what the callers got to say about this.
All right,
443-858, talk to me. Hello, are you 443? All right, I'll come back to you. Are you code 917? Tell me what you think about gay parenting.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. I don't really think there's a difference between gay parenting and heterosexual parenting. Parenting is just that. You know what I mean? You know, kids are kids, and they all need the same thing. So I don't really separate gay parenting from what somebody else may do. And I wouldn't encourage or discourage, you know, my kid to be straight or gay or otherwise, you know, whatever they come and say, you know, this is what I want to do, that's what it is. So I wouldn't make them feel bad about it. Although my personal opinion is that I would prefer that my child was not gay, because only because I know what type of adversity they have to look forward to. And I wouldn't wish that on anybody. When I think about my experiences, from being a child to being an adult, you know, a lot of it wasn't pleasant. So the only reason why I would prefer that my child was not gay is because I know what type of obstacles and stuff they would have to deal with. And I just wouldn't want to wish that on anybody. But if that happened to be the case, you know, I would encourage them to try to support them, you know, as much as I could, though.
That's right.
I mean, that's pretty much how I feel about it, you know.
I definitely agree with everything you said at the most. You know, I wish more people would actually think like that, you know, instead of criticizing and downsizing the kids, you know. Like you said, I don't think nobody wants their child to live in a society that really does not support them, you know. But, we got to support them, you know. When they come to us and say that, we got to say, hey, I love you, you know, just
right.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
we might not agree with everything they do, but they got to grow up themselves, and they got to, you know, jump into their own person, and we can't stop them. That's why a lot of people, kids, don't like them now, you feel me, because they didn't like, they didn't allow them to live their life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I just feel like, you know, parents should still discipline, but they should still let their kids learn the same mistakes that they did, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You got to, but that's only way they're going to grow up.
Right. That's only gonna grow up, and they're gonna learn, and they're gonna live. But at the same time, they still have, you know, got the experience of life, you know. Yeah, well, you know, people learn differently. Some kids, you know, you can talk to them and say, "Look, you know what? I went through this, so, you know, I'm telling you this, so you won't go through it." Some kids can listen to that and accept it and learn from just you saying that. Then you have other kids. Man, they gotta go out there and do it for themselves. You know, they wanna actually go out there and try it and see for themselves that, hey, you know, what she was saying was correct. You know, I shouldn't have done that. So people learn differently. I mean, right. I would hope, you know, what I'm saying, that my kid would be like, okay, you know what, I'm gonna take her advice, and you know, that's what, you know, I'm not gonna go that route. But some kids, man, they just gotta learn the hard way, and you hate to see them do it. I mean, you know, you see them making choices, and you're like, damn, I know what's gonna happen. You know, but you just got to stand back and be like, you know what? I told him this is what he chose to do. He's going to have to take that hit, you know, and just deal with
right.
it. But you always want to spare, you know, your kid from having to actually, you know, fall in the same hole. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
That's just your natural instinct to be like, no, you know what I'm saying? Don't do that, you know. But sometimes they got to do it.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I definitely want to thank you,
man. This is Devin Christie.
Okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming on talk to us. Do not go. We still have some more show.
No doubt, man. I try to support, you know, when I can.
I thank you so much. I appreciate everything you're doing.
No problem, bro.
So I'm going to go ahead, you know, we're going to jump into the next topic, and I'll bring you back.
All right, no problem.
All right.
All right.
Teddy, let me ask you a quick question, Teddy.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a quick question. Like, what's your opinion on how can a lesbian? I got this topic from one of my fans on C-Zone. How can lesbians meet other lesbians in the LGBT community? They want to know places where to meet, you know, good girls.
I mean, you can try if you go to the club. You might can find one in there. Keyword, you might. Or just to be anywhere. But, you know, when you go out looking for a good girl, it's kind of hard to find, find a good girl. But I really don't know where they at.
I mean, where would you go? Like, if you were searching for a good woman, where would you go?
Shoot, I ain't even gonna lie. I go to church because some of us up in there too. You know, I go to church, or I might, if I do decide to go out to a bar, to a club, I might go out, you know, mingle, happy hours. You know what I'm saying? Or just when I go to the mall, walk around. I see somebody that looks cute. Somebody see me. You know, we start talking. Question comes up, and she say yeah, we start conversating and go from there. And you know, that was the case. How about you? If you were, bro, because I know you took it right now. You off the market.
Mm-hmm.
But for somebody who is looking, what's your opinion? Where they should go?
I feel like, first of all, I feel like that you should go where you want your girl to be. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you want a freak game,
go to the club.
I would say go to the club. I would say go to the bar. Go to the pub. Go to, you know, the different places like that that screams freak, you know?
Yeah.
If you want an educated, sophisticated, classy, sexy woman, I would say go and check out the hair salons. Go and check out the libraries, the universities. Go and, you know,
go places like museums and different places like that to scream education.
Mm-hmm.
You know, me personally, I'm never the type of person to look. I look for no person. You know, I let God, I just let go and let God, and then God will always lead me somebody for me. You know,
right.
sometimes you have to sit back, and I'm not saying don't date, you know, because dating is fun. It's something to do. You know, it's always interesting to meet new people, but sometimes you have to sit back and you have to be still.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to be still. Facebook is, to me, not a good place to find a woman. If she found you at Facebook, what the hell you think she's doing when y'all log off? Okay.
Right.
She found you, she looking, because she looks, she thirsty. You know what I'm saying? So she's looking for others on Facebook. So you're probably not the only person she talked to if she found you on Facebook.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to understand, not saying that all of them, if you're using Facebook, half of them, you know, like you just said, they looking for you and they looking for somebody else at the same time they looking for you. But you got the ones that once they find somebody or they start communicating with somebody, they, you know, okay, I'm gonna talk to this person. I'm going to keep it cordial. I'm going to keep it 100 with this person. Keep it 100 at all times with everybody else. But put it to the point that I'm not trying to put myself out there right now. Is that I'm trying to stick, you know, getting to know this person. I'm not going to get to know this person, that person, and that person. You know, keep getting on Facebook. Because Facebook can get your ass in trouble.
Internet dating, period, is a no-go for me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm just the type of person that like to see what I'm dating, what I'm, you know, what I'm dealing with. It's different if, you know, this person, you know, hey, how you doing? We became Facebook friends or whatever, and then we met, and then we decided to talk later after that. But I'm talking about the whole going to these different pages and scoping out all the women, trying to get all the girls' numbers in your pocket. You know, hey, well, especially these ones. Hey, you sexy. You know what I'm saying? I think you're cute. What's your name? Where you from? You know, a little ghetto acting or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Those ones is a no-no. Do not talk to those ones. Because if the first thing that comes out of her mouth is, you're cute, that's not the one for you, boo-boo. Okay, you need someone that's going to be like, hey, how are you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get to know you better. I'm not trying to holler at you. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to make new friends. Now, those are the people to give a chance to.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want
to
be like, hey, you cute. That means I ain't the only one that's cute. Okay.
Right. I've had that happen to me before. I'm like, I can't, you know, this particular person on Facebook said I was cute, said I was sexy. I'm like, all right, cool, thank you. And they said, well, I'm like, we can be friends. I can get to know you. But she took it to a whole nother level. So I'm like, you got to go, got to block you, got to take you off. You can't find me. I'm so glad I did not give this particular person my fucking phone number or my damn address. Because the bitch probably, excuse my language, ladies, but the bitch probably was so bad.
Bad language.
I'm just saying. Just like the first person, like, you sexy, you cute. I'm like, you could have said, hey, how you doing? How's the weather? Or good morning, at least, something. I like it if you could say good morning, how are you, how's your day going, and go from there.
I hear that, but, you know, I just feel like wherever you go is what you're going to get.
Yeah.
If you go to a club, you might get a woman with 8 kids that use her kids' funding to buy all the drinks for her friends in the club and the outfit that says Ruka wear and that Rocka wear. Okay.
Say Uji, not Coogi.
And if you go to the club, you might get that one girl that she tried to holler at you, but 5 minutes ago she was in the bathroom talking to somebody else. You got that club chick, that club hopper, you know what I'm saying? And you might get that one girl that only thinks you cute because she's drunk and she don't want nothing to do with you the next day.
So when you go to the club,
you're dealing with a lot of different personalities that
you know, it could form some drama. Like, you just got to know what you're getting at if you're going to look for fun in the club, you know. But if you go to church, you still might get a free drink.
Yeah, you might.
You still might get a free drink, because that's where all the free drinks go. They go to church.
They go to church.
After the club or whatever. And some of them go just to find women. Some of them go just to find men or whatever. I'm trying to tell you, church is a good place to go for you. Don't go in there looking for nobody. Like, I told you, let God bring people to you, man.
You know? That's all you got to do.
You don't want you to just sit back.
I'm sitting back. You know my situation. At one point in time, I was looking. I'm like, no, I can't do that no more. I'm like, God got this. He going to take control of me and bring somebody, you know, in my life to talk to me, make the first move, you know, go from there. Even if it's just for a friendship and, you know, get to know to that next level, where I'm at in my life right now, it is fine. I'm good. God is working so beautiful. So beautiful right now. And it's like you said, that's all you got to do. Let go and let God handle it. You just can't keep, you know, going out there looking for somebody, because like you say, wherever you go look for that female at, that's what you're going to get.
Yep. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to go back to my callers, and I want to get you all's input on where to meet somebody. Like, what's your opinion on it? So I'm going to go ahead and talk to an anonymous caller on the line. I'm going to go ahead and hit you up right quick. Hello, anonymous caller. All right. Let's go to the next person. Area code 951-240. Talk to me.
Put my whole number out there.
No,
so embarrassing. Okay, cool. But I actually originally called to talk about the parenting issue, but I've been following ever since you guys started talking about where to find people. And I strongly disagree with the both of you.
You
do? Now, I do, but let me tell you why. First, I'm a sim. And it's not like all femmes walk around with a big sign on their forehead saying, hey, I like girls too, come holler at me. We're hard to spot. So that being said, it is more common for other lesbians to find other lesbians in gay-friendly environments. And what are the most common gay-friendly environments? Are gay clubs, gay bars, gay lounges. It's not like there's gay libraries or gay universities. I mean, so it's not like really, unless you're going to be like a hit and miss, you know, with every person that you think is attractive or that you want to pursue, that would break down somebody's self-esteem if every time you saw an attractive girl and you tried to holler at her, she's straight. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I do find it more common and productive to do talk to girls in the club. Now, don't talk to the girl that you see is falling out of her bar stool or she's twerking down on two other girls and then comes up to talk to you. But the girl that's chilling at the bar, she's vibing by herself, she's got her drink in her hand and she's chilling, why not go talk to her? It doesn't mean that she's going to be a hoe or whatever the case may be. And as far as, like, finding girls on social networks, i.e. Facebook, Twitter, whatever the case may be, statistically, and this is a real statistic, you can Google it, 1 out of 5 gay, lesbian, transgender relationships start on a social network. It's just a fact. It's a lot easier to find each other and identify each other on a social network because it gives you the option to identify yourself as if that's your sexual preference. So I disagree with the both of you. I feel like you can find somebody via Facebook, and there are thousands of couples now that have met via Facebook or even back to MySpace or Zanger or Blackware or whatever they were doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, they found each other, and they're happy and content with each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it is, I mean, I feel like, you know, too, you can't really judge somebody based off the fact that they told you you were cute. For one, if I'm looking at your Facebook page, all I have to judge you by is your little 160-character bio and a profile picture. I don't know you, so all I can do is judge you by the way you appear. If you're attractive, okay, you're attractive. Let me find out what you're about. Now, I personally wouldn't go up to somebody, hey, how you doing? You sexy, whatever, whatever. That's not my Steve. I am a hello, how are you, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, what's your major in school type of female. But, you know what I'm saying, like, there are girls that have different approaches, but it's all in the environment that you, it's really what you want. You holler at certain girls based off the way they appear. If you see, like, a hood bitch, and in her picture she got her shirt up and nothing but a sports bra, and she's tatted down, you probably hit her with a, hey, you sexy, because that's the way she appears. But if you see a girl and in her Facebook profile picture she has her family or reading a book or something with music, or she seems intellectually, you respond appropriately. Okay, this girl doesn't seem like she's about that life. I'm going to hit her with a hello, how are you? You know what I'm saying? So it works both ways. The way you come off to people is probably the way they're going to, you know, take you in. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't try to judge every book by its cover. I usually give everybody at least 20 minutes of my time. Within the first 20 minutes of me speaking to you, and not via Facebook Messenger either, speaking to you, I can usually tell if you're worth my time or not. You know, if we have similar goals, if you're, you know what I'm saying, could, if you're going to be a life partner, if you can pay a mortgage, pay a car note, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you can do more than rap or dance or something like that, you can bring something to my table, I'm going to know in the first 20 minutes, usually. You know what I'm saying? And it's all in the way you carry a conversation. You know what I'm saying? Because it's on a subconscious level where you just know if a person has or not. And it's all within you to tap in to your subconscious to know what are you really looking for. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to vent my opinion because I didn't agree with both of you. But feel free to share what you feel now.
Well, me personally, I agree.
You are
the first person that came on here and said what you had to say, and I appreciate realness. I love realness to the T. That's just me, you know what I'm saying? When it comes down to the club thing, you know, like you said, you don't judge everybody by a couple. But most of the clubs I've been in, and it's just that's just me. I'm just giving my opinion.
That's fine.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Come on, and I want you to talk to everybody. Be real with me now. When most of the clubs you go to, right? Not all of them, because some of them do have that, you know, sophisticated level, whatever. When you walk in, it's like I'm at home, you know. But you do got most of the clubs in that lifestyle that screams a lot of other stuff too. And when you walk in, there's always that one girl coming to the door. You know what I'm saying? She'd be there every weekend at the door. You know what I'm saying?
See, I feel like if you knew who I was,
you
exactly, you would spot me out. Because I know I've seen you at college before. And like, that's the thing, like, from time to time, I am that trashy girl that's falling out of her heels and thinks everybody is so cute. But it's all circumstantial. You never know what somebody's going through or what somebody's celebrating that they get to that point. Or they just, you know what I'm saying? So I just feel like, you know, like I can be classy, but I can turn trashy very quickly. So it's all, that's why I say I can't really judge a book by its cover, because I know me. I know me. I can't be perfect all the time, and I don't try to be. You know what I'm saying? And there's moments where I am that girl, and I don't want people judging me or that be their opinion of me permanently. You know what I'm saying?
I don't judge nobody neither. I mean,
I like her too.
See, when I go to the club, it's like this. When I go to the club, I can't get a female to talk to me even if I try. Even if I went up to her and say, hey, how you doing? The ones that's sitting at the bar looking sophisticated and not looking like they're about to fall and hit flat on their face.
They'll be the crazy
ones. That's besides the point. But they about to fall out of the dang old chair. But I'm going to the ones that, you know, look cute to me, trying to talk to them and, you know, holler at them, get to know them a little bit better. They say, no, I'm not interested in you because you look like this. I'm like, so you basing it.
Well,
basing
move on. Just move on. You ain't nothing you can do. Yeah,
that's what I say. Like, it ain't nothing I can do. I'm like, okay, YOLO. I mean, I can't make you talk to me.
I never encourage a person to change who they are or the way they choose
exactly,
to appear.
Be you.
If that's the way you're known and that's the way you look, but you also have to understand too, if that's not the way, and I know this sounds like really like, and this probably doesn't sound very good, but I'm saying like if that's the way, if you look, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, like really out there, and like most girls don't want to bang with that, you can't really blame them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so either you choose to change to appease other people, or you choose to stay by yourself and really honestly genuinely wait for that girl that will just accept you how they are. But it's human nature to kind of judge people by their appearance. I mean, I immediately look people in two places when I first meet them. I look at their eyes and I look at their shoes. I feel like your eyes can kind of, if you look me in my eyes, I can tell what type of character you have. If you, I look at your shoes, I can tell pretty much where you've been and what type of situation you may or may not be in. And I make that choice off top whether or not I choose to involve myself in this person, with this person's character and where they've been. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just human nature. That's not like a one. I mean, I'm sure there's people that are, you know what I'm saying, the exception to the rule. But human nature, and I'm a social science major, so I study a lot of psychology. That's human nature to judge people immediately by their appearance. You know what I'm saying? If you have cornrows to the back, I'm a black female, and I immediately think that you probably do not have a legitimate job or a good job. You know what I'm saying? If you have cornrows in your hair, I'm sorry. I pay bills. So I'm immediately like, okay, well, this person more than likely, unless they're a successful rapper, dancer, DJ, or something that doesn't, you know what I'm saying, that it's not consistent, you know what I'm saying, they probably don't have a legitimate job, you know what I'm saying, they probably don't have a 401k plan, dental plan, health insurance, those type of things, you know what I'm saying? So if you wear your pants off your ass, you know what I'm saying, you're wearing them so everybody can see, I don't necessarily want that, you know what I'm saying, I want somebody that is more private about their body. Now, me being a femme, it's a little bit more, I know it's a double standard, but it's a little bit more okay for me to dress, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, exposing, like, my figure than it is, you know, for a dom, at least in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I see a dom with their pants off their ass, they're like, oh, look at this jigaboo. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's immediately my opinion, is I wish they would pull their pants up and button up their collar, maybe even tuck their shirt in, and, you know what I'm saying, and get a real hairstyle. You know what I'm saying? Look professional. Look like a grown-up. You're in a 21 and up club. Look like a grown-up.
Today.
That's
come on now.
I know that's right, girl.
What'd
you say? Get a real hairstyle. I know that's
right. Y'all can follow me on Facebook. Stephanie Harper.
I like that.
Like, get a nice haircut. Keep it cut. Shoot.
If you're gonna keep it low, keep it cut, keep it clean, get a shape up. Don't try to do that weird awkward thing where you don't know if you're growing dreads, but you kind of are, but you're kind of not. Like, that's just, it makes you look, you know what I'm saying? That's not attractive to anybody.
Don't judge
a female by judging you off that, because nobody thinks that's attractive. Except for the girls that probably grew up in that. No. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want a girl who can wear sweatpants and basketball shorts and Jordans and a business suit. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she knows how to put on both, and they're in appropriate situations. Look athletic when you're doing something athletic, not just because it's Tuesday and you don't have a job. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, look professional because you're going to an interview or you're aspiring to have a job. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I don't know. Like, I feel like it's all in the way you carry yourself. You carry yourself in a positive way, positive people will naturally surround you. And that's just the way the earth rotates. Like, you know, straight like
that's
that.
True. You're telling the truth, though.
Yeah.
I'm glad
to go to sleep, but I'm definitely going to be tuning in for all you guys' shows. And y'all can follow me on Facebook at Stephanie Harper.
All right. Thank you for coming on, huh?
All right. No problem. You guys have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too. Yeah, I like her.
Hey, she real.
It's real.
Co-host, man. She got that femme input, man. Co-host.
Yeah, we need that. Definitely need that femme input. You know what I'm saying?
I just got quiet for a minute. I'm like, okay, I'm listening. I ain't mad, you know. Hey, she got a point, though. With the haircuts and the cornrows and stuff, is either you going to have them, make sure they neat, you know, done, edged up, shaped up wise. Because me personally, I get a haircut at least once a week. My hair, it got to stay right. That's $12 worth spending every week.
You can go to McDonald's with that $12. You can go to the barber shop. You can go get your hair twisted. You can go get your hair, put a perm, whatever, cut it, or whatever you want to do to it. You can invest your time into your appearance, and you can invest your time into a family. That's just me. And I feel her, and, you know, I agree everything with you. Miss Stephanie Hopper, I'm going to follow you. Yes, I am. Yes, ma'am. we're going to go to our next caller, area code 951-240. If you are here, talk to me. What's your input on the
half a lesbian fan in the scene. 951, talk to me. Hey, how you doing? Hello? All right. Let's go to area code 972-293. Talk to me. Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right, and you?
Good. I wanted to give an input on the parenting as far as the gay children.
Okay.
I have two gay daughters.
Oh.
And, I mean, of course, I'm gay also, but I didn't, you know, suggest it, tell them to be it, but it caught me by surprise, and I support it.
Right.
Because that makes them happy. I used to have a radio show like y'all do, and it's nice. I've, you know, thought about going back and having my show. But anyway, on the kids, I'm 41, so I'm older. I don't know how old y'all are, and I don't know if it's a younger crowd. But for the kids, I think, because I know one time I did a show on Does Your Parents Accept You Being Gay? I literally cried on this show because a 14-year-old girl called and said that, you know, she wanted to commit suicide because her parents wouldn't accept her being this way. And we literally stopped her from committing suicide. I'm sorry?
Happy belated birthday.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Okay.
exactly. I don't know what was going on either.
but literally, we stopped her from thinking that she wanted to commit suicide because her parents didn't accept her being gay. So we actually welcomed her into our home, being that she attended the same school my daughter did. And she stayed over here for a while with us. So I think that, you know, we're in 2012. We are not in the 70s and 60s where, you know, it wasn't seen. And now it's just coming out so much that, you know, a lot of kids try it just out of curiosity. But then a lot of kids do the curious thing or the hiding because they don't know how to come out.
Right.
So, that's my opinion on that. And then y'all had other questions. I'm not sure what they were.
The next one was pretty much talking about, you know, how, where to meet a nice young lady. What setting is the most appropriate place? Like
the last girl that called, it, all the answers she gave was real nice. The one before that, you know, like she said that, you know, she wouldn't meet nobody on Facebook. I think that's the best place to meet somebody because, therefore, you get to see their profile, who their friends, what they kind of say on a daily basis. And then you start carrying small conversations. You know, like me and my partner met on your site or y'all's site 2 months ago.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you. And
we got to put y'all in a couple albums.
Right. But, you know, we live together and it's going good. And we've set a date for October probably to get married. Depending on, you know, how everything goes, because, like, sometimes you need a lot more time to set up a wedding. So,
right.
But we're shooting for October. But, she also has a daughter that's gay also. So, you know, I think, again, the Facebook and other sites is the best way to meet somebody because, like I said, you can, you know, send messages here and there, look at their pictures, you know, to see if they're hoochie or thuggish or whatever you want to call it. And then it's just to see if you like what you see. If you like what you see, then you start, you know, exchange numbers and then meet in person and see how it goes and if y'all get along and so on. So to me, that's the best way to meet somebody. And also on my opinion is that I don't like it when somebody approaches me like, what's up, little baby, or, you know, how you doing? You know, I like the properness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I kind of like that little ghetto or thuggish, if you want to put it. Like, I think I like a nerd ghetto, if you want to put it. You know, yeah. I like the little, the very little sag where I can barely see your boxers, you know, stuff like that. So I don't want nobody just proper or bougie or sedity like that. But, you know, I want somebody that also can be everything that I need them to be in the environment we're in.
Right.
And if we go to the club, I might need you to act a certain way. If, you know, we're around church people, if we're at a party, you know, I don't like somebody that drinks a lot. I don't like somebody that smokes a lot. I don't want nobody that's dependent on anything bad.
Exactly. I want somebody positive.
Right.
Somebody can have a good time, too.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, I definitely feel that. I am with you 100%. You're born all the time.
Yes,
yeah. Ma'am.
So,
go ahead. You go ahead. You were talking.
Basically, that's all I wanted to say. This is my first time calling. I've seen, you know, y'all post other. How often are y'all on?
Today, we just bumped up for 2 hours today. So we're going to be doing that every Monday through Friday, 11 to 1.
You know, it's really helpful because a lot of people have asked me to go back. And, in fact, I once had a couple that was literally some friends of mine. They were having a problem. And so we didn't put no names to them. We just said the femme and the stud. Well, the femme winded up being wrong in this case, and she accepted it. And everybody thought, you know what, they're not going to be together no more, and they wind up getting married. So we actually helped the situation because she didn't see where she was wrong. So,
yeah.
And what y'all are doing is it's a lot of people that I think that they could really benefit out of this. You know, so I'm glad y'all have it. You know, I have, oh my God, so many topics and everything. So, but I just want to, you know, say it's a good thing that y'all are doing.
Well,
and hopefully
thank you.
I'll be calling back soon.
Yeah, don't go yet. Don't go yet. We're not finished yet.
Oh,
don't
I'm
go.
On the computer anyway, listening. But, you know, yeah, but I miss it.
Well, all I'm going to tell you from one host to another, go back. Because, you know, we don't need just one lesbian show. We need a lot. We need people to get out there and make a difference. That's the only way we're going to be heard. You know, not one person can't do it by themselves. You feel me?
Exactly.
So, you know, what I might be talking about, you might not talk about that night. You feel what I'm saying? And,
The both of y'all are studs?
Well, I don't label myself. Teddy, I don't know if she probably goes as a stud. Or,
yeah, I'm dominant. I'm just dominant. I don't want to put my title on it. I'm dominant.
I'm just KC.
I don't mean to change the subject so much, but I don't think that's important.
What, the label?
Yeah, the label.
Me personally, I feel like labels are for cans. labels are
right.
For aluminum. But you know, it could be important to some people because you know we all identify as something different, and it's kind of an easy way for people to, you know, put us in the box. But sometimes people don't want to be in the box. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right.
Like
mm-hmm.
I don't want to be known as something everybody else is. I love my name, KC. KC is hot, you know. And I want to be KC. You know, I don't want to be called, oh, she's a stud. No, I'm KC. Call me KC. Because sometimes, one day, like you said, I might be in the club, and I might be, yeah, what's up? You know what I'm saying? And then one day, I'm like, hey, I'll be on the floor. Hey, girl, shaking my booty. You know what I'm saying? I'm just KC. I'm fun. And I got all different types of personalities, and I'm here to rock, you know. And I just don't think that I have to be fitting a box that everybody wants me to be in.
Well, it's not being in a box. I do understand how you feel, and we've discussed that too. But to me, it's necessary because, like me, I'm looking for the dominant person, the person that's going to be more, okay, who's going to do the yard, who's going to wash the car, you know, does she wear femme things, does she wear a dress, does she wear heels? You know, I want to be able to go down the street when we're walking and know that I'm the one that with the makeup and the high heels and the nails, and the person next to me, you know, is the dominant one.
Mm.
So for me, it is necessary.
But you know that the dom, you know,
Oh, Lord.
What is that? But, yeah, Dominic, you know, you don't have to be a butchy woman to be dominant. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, the reason why, I'm going to tell you why I don't like the word stud. Okay, I'm just going to be real with you.
Okay.
Now, you say you over the age of 30, right?
Right.
So, okay, what is that noise?
That's me.
I'm outside. I'm sorry, y'all.
Okay,
outside.
We'll go back in. Thank you.
I can't go back in. People sleeping.
We'll push mute. Shit.
They go by now. I apologize.
I don't know. Sorry, ladies. KDP is over there getting ready to get locked up or something. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, no. I'm free. I'm not. No, KDP is on the porch just chilling and relaxing, enjoying the breeze. I ain't going no jail. No. Too pretty.
But, yeah, I'm just going to tell you. I'm going to go ahead and tell you exactly why I don't like the word stud. I remember... When I was like a little bit, they call us baby dykes, you know, when you're around your 18 to 21 stage. And somebody said, you're not a stud because you like to be pleased. You like your woman to go down there and give you oral. I said, excuse me. You know what I'm saying? Like, excuse me. Oh, what? Excuse me? Like, I thought it was in a different planet or a country or something. And, So I was like, so you're telling me just because, you know, I like to get pleased too, that I can't be a stud? And, you know what I'm saying? Then it went to all this other stuff what studs can't do. I said, you know what? That's what I'm calling me that, because, you know, I like to be pleased. I like for my woman to please me, and I like to please my, not with the strap and all that stuff, but, you know, I feel like a little over. There's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like we, you know, as doms, as butches, or, you know, whatever. I do classify as dom, like as a dominant woman. You know, I do classify as that. I just don't like that phrase, that word stud. It just gets me in a somewhere else, and I just don't like it. You know, if I can't get pleased by my woman, you know, I don't want to be called. Don't call me that, you know. Mm-hmm. And you can't do this, and you can't do that. There's too many qualifications to be a stud, and I just don't fit. Right.
You gotta fill out a job application and do a credit check. Be a stud. No. Too much.
But yeah, I like the word dom. You know, dom and AG. I do go by that, but I just don't do stud, fam. You know, I don't do the whole I'm a stud, nothing like that. Nah, don't call me that. I'm Casey. If you ever call me anything, just call me Casey. Call her the dominant woman over there. Call me a tomboy. I like that. That's cute.
But to me, it all kind of means the same thing, you know. Okay. Well, I understand now.
But come on now, like you know, but I'm 30. I'm just put out there. I'm 30, and you know when I was younger, you know, the word stud was just a dominant woman. You know, that was the meaning for it. You know, was a dominant woman in the relationship because you had your bushes. That was more on the line of getting ready to go into transformation into the transgender. You know, that's what the bushes was, and the studs was just the regular dominant woman. Then you had your family, your pillow princess, and all that. Now the studs can't do this, you can't do all this or whatever. But I don't know that one man. Now, come on now, y'all, tell me the truth, man. I don't know that one man. It don't like to be, do not like to be pleased down it. I'm just being real.
Hey, right. I'm going to tell you right now, I like to get it. Yeah.
I like to get it in. This is real stuff.
You
and,
can.
Okay. I know a lot of men. I know gay men and straight men. They all like to get it in down there. So that's all they talk about, shoot. She gave me some head or whatever, you know, whatever they call it. But I don't know. You know, there's just too much that you can't do, and you know, I like all that. I'm not trying to be all nasty on the line.
I'm gonna get my belt, bro. I'm getting my belt right now.
being there.
But you feel what I'm saying as a fam. You get what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, we like to be pleased, too. We want
hey, who
tomorrow.
Said I didn't? Come on now. Just because I'm the youngest one on this line right now don't mean I don't like to get pleased neither.
Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but now my partner has something to say about this labels thing, so I'm going to let her see what she has to say. Good evening. How's it going?
All right, you?
All right. I just had one comment. I was kind of hearing my baby's end of, you know, how her preference is the stud femme label thing. I don't agree with that either. Society has given me the label of stud. When I came out, I was just a lesbian that loved women. That's it.
No, that's
and
right.
To me, that's how I still see myself. But my one comment I really want to make to women out there who are looking for studs, eggs, whatever, I would like for them to preferably take out the sentence when they say, I want the one that's going to be dominant. Because although I am the one that dresses as masculine, I may be the one that provides for the family. I may wash the car. I may be the one that loves to hang at Home Depot and Lowe's. But I've always been the pussycat of the relationship. They are the dominant one. They've always been more dominant than me. So I'm just like, just take that one sentence, dumbass. Say you want somebody that's a little masculine, but don't say the dominant, because I've never been the masculine one in my relationship. I mean, the dominant one, I'm sorry, in any of my relationships. So if they'll help anybody, just please take that one sentence out when you say you're looking for someone that's either, you know, dom, ag, or stud. That's the only thing I have to say.
Well, I definitely agree with that.
Yeah.
Just, you know, be you. Don't try to be everybody else. No,
exactly.
Right?
That's why I said
society.
Exactly.
Yeah, if they don't like what you're doing, then you need to find somebody else to hang around because they don't support you. They don't need to be around.
You're right. But like my baby said earlier, you know, I have a daughter that's gay, but I also have two grown sons, and they're not gay.
Yeah.
You know, and she has two boys. They're not gay. She also has another daughter that's straight. You know, so, I mean, life is what it is. My mother doesn't accept me, but that's okay. My family doesn't accept me for the lifestyle that I live, but that's okay because I still accept my kids. So, I mean, that's just a part of life. But I feel like if you allow people to stereotype you and to put you in that box, then you're not allowing yourself to be true to who you are. So
amen.
I'm just saying, I have never been dominant, but I am the masculine one in the relationship.
I hear that.
All right, thank y'all for listening.
Thank you. Thank y'all for coming on.
Right. Okay, I'm back. So, see, we just totally disagree.
Oh, man.
But you know what? That's what brings y'all closer together.
Right.
You definitely don't want to be with somebody who agree with everything.
You know, when I heard her say it, I do kind of agree because I've always been the dominant one in the relationship as far as, like, everybody knows, anybody that I've dated, they say, you know, she wears the pants.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not no little pushover like that.
Yeah, I hear that. Well, we definitely want to thank y'all for coming on and talking to us on She's On Radio.
You're welcome.
And we're going to go ahead and get this next topic out. We know we're going to bring you right back. We're going to bring you right back as soon as the topic goes away.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank y'all. All right, let's go on to our next topic, Teddy.
Uh-huh.
The next topic, and this, I guess, you know, one of my members called me or whatever. They hit me up on the Facebook. I said they want me to talk about animosity from studs to another stud. Why studs always mean mugging other studs, doms, you know, AG, butches, tomboys, whatever, you know, the dominant lesbians want to classify themselves as. Why are they so hateful to each other? Like, what, in your opinion, why do you feel that a lot of studs, doms, AGs are hateful towards each other?
It's simple. It's one word. They insecure about something within themselves, so they got a mean mug the other, you know, dominant or AG or stud or whatever. They mean mug that person. They start, excuse me, start to feel good about themselves, but I think it boils down to insecurity. Or they, you know, might think if they got a, you know, a girl, oh, that stud or AG might take my girl from me. It's just an insecurity thing to me.
Like, when you, like, have you ever been in that situation where a stud or AG or butch, you know?
I mean, I
honestly, I have it because they assume I look mean. So if I'm out in public, let's say I'm with, you know, whoever I'm with, dating at the time, they think I look mean. So they not even going to look at me twice. Because they going to assume, oh, I'm going to snap off and, you know, pop off at the mouth because they looking at me. I tell them quick, if you want to look at me, take a picture, man. It lasts longer. Shoot, go on my Facebook page. Take a picture from me. I don't care. You can look at me all you want to. It ain't going to bother me one way, shape, form, or fashion.
I hear that. So, you know, what exactly would you tell somebody that's going through, you know, every time they walk to a club, they get mean mugged all the time, or what would you tell somebody?
I mean, really, only thing I could try to tell them is don't even worry about what people think of you. The only person that matters is you. You know, you look fly, you look good, your clothes are clean, your hair's, you know, cut nice or done up right. Be confident when you walk in that club. Don't worry about the people looking at you. Shoot. Do you have fun? Enjoy your night. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy your whoever you with. If you're in a group, enjoy your group. If you on a date, enjoy your date. Don't worry about what people got to say.
It's funny. You know, that this person had hit me up with the topic, because we've discussed this before, but
mm-hmm.
I think this is definitely one of the most sensitive spots, you know, the most sensitive thing to talk about, because this is happening very, very, very often in our community, where it's not even just the films, or it's not just the studs, it's everybody in the community, the lesbian community. Every time you go in the club, and you put a smile on your face, the next thing you know, somebody bumping you, or they looking at you sideways, or, you know what I'm saying, they just giving you this mean, evil look. You know, but I feel mm-hmm. like, real talk, sometimes people don't even be mean mugging you. They just mean. You know what I'm saying? They're just looking like this is mean.
Now, when you first seen me, bro, you thought I was mean, didn't you?
Mm-mm. I thought you was goofy as hell, shit.
I am goofy as hell. You should know that. But I'm just saying, my pictures on Facebook, you thought, people think I'm a mean person just because of how I look on Facebook. And I'm like, I'm not a mean person. I'm a big old sweet teddy bear. I'll give you the shirt off my back if I could, if you needed it. But they just go on the appearance of my face that I look mean. I mean when I need to be. If you piss me off or do something to hurt my kids, my family, then I'm going to be mean. Then it's no more teddy bear. It's somebody else, which I don't have a name for that person yet, but it's somebody else.
But yeah, I just feel that, you know what I'm saying, just like that previous caller that we had, you know, she made me see a lot of things too. You definitely shouldn't judge a book by its cover just because somebody is just looking at you with that mean face. Doesn't mean that you got to give them a mean face. So it doesn't mean that you have to stoop to people level either. So some people will be like, what you looking at? And get ready to get the gun and all that bull. You know, sometimes people just be going through stuff and they don't have a reason to smile. You know what I'm saying? Like she said, you just don't have a reason to smile. You know, and this shouldn't always be judged, and this shouldn't always... You should always feel like they, you know, they're coming at you. You know, you feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of people that do mean mug you just to do it, and I feel like those people need to stop.
Yeah,
they
do.
Need to stop. And then there's a lot of people that mean mug people, and then they always be like, "I don't have any friends." That's the reason why you don't have any friends, because every time
right?
you find somebody. Every time you find a new person to be in your life, you always got to get them in the face. Well, you know what I'm saying? That face always scaring people. People don't want to be saying those scary faces when they walk in the club. People want to smile and dance and all that. I want to know mean face. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? So that's definitely something I think, you know, us as a community, we can work on is our facial expression. We can work on our facial expression.
Yes.
Though, like,
smile.
Or if you do have a mean face, don't stare at a person with it, you know?
All right.
That's just real talk. I don't stare at a person with that mean face. That's just no. That's mean.
That's real mean. I mean, how I practice, because before I had a mean face, I started to smile more, and I surrounded myself with better people that makes me laugh and, you know, makes me want to smile every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's the point of looking, you know, mean all the damn time? It's like I just robbed a bank or whooped somebody's behind. I'm like, no, not no more. Like, I'm smiling right now.
No, that's right. So pretty much what I say is, if I have a gift of a third advice on, you know, dealing with people in a club or people looking at you, just ignore it. You know, just ignore it. Like, some people are miserable. Some people like to come in a club and big fight. Some people don't have a life. Some people, like the female said, could be going through something in their life, and they don't have anything to smile about. You know, it could be all kinds of reasons why people have a mean mug on their face, and it's not all the time about you.
Right.
You know, so stop jumping to conclusions, and, you know what I'm saying, stop jumping to conclusions and just ignore them. Well, you know, still smile at them. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. People mean mug me all the time. Men, women, dogs, cats, bambis, all of them. We was at the beach this weekend.
Right.
And people were just mean mugging us the whole time.
They were looking at us like, who in the world are them two dudes walking down the strip with this girl? I'm like, yeah, I'm just here. We're enjoying ourselves at the oceanfront, you know, enjoying the weekend. People just looking at us like we crazy, like that man that carried that cross and was saying, you know, everybody going to hell and whatnot.
Well, you know why? I just ignore ignorance, you know, and everybody wasn't taught at a young age how to adapt to people. So sometimes you just, not everybody is friendly, not everybody. It's like you said, it's just life. Like, everybody has different personalities, and people are not put on this earth to accept you, and they wasn't put on this earth to like you. You're going to have
right.
a lot of haters in your life, especially if you're doing positive. You know what I'm saying? People going to mean mug you, they're jealous, whatever. But people's comments and their thoughts about you should always make you know, never mind. It's none of your business. Let people talk about you. Let people look at you bad, whatever. Just don't stoop to that level, because then, guess what, my friend? You will be weak. We don't want you to be weak. We want you to overcome that, and that's the truth. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to go to my lines right quick. If you want to talk to me right now, press the number 1. All right? Go on to call us, 972-293. Talk to me. Hello, 972? All right. Not going through. Just go to area code 571. Talk to me.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right, you?
I'm fine. Well, my name is Rose. I called you before, I think before you were talking about the abusive relationship thing and the lesbian thing, and I gave my input about that. But my thing, I have a few comments to make. First of all, on my list is, can you guys hear me? Because I have my earpiece on.
Yes, ma'am, we can hear you.
Okay. First thing on my list is the whole lesbian relationships where there is a kid involved. Me personally, I've been through two, well, of my really serious relationships. My relationship that just ended a week ago, rest in peace to that, was actually the main point boy that was with the kid, you know. And pretty much my ex-girlfriend, she had took the role of being a parent to her ex's son. And to me, that's fine because, you know, like me, I took the role of being a big sister to her younger siblings, and even though that we're not together, I'm not going to turn my back on them. I'm not going to turn my back on her family. So I totally understand her not turning her back on a girl's child. I also have an older sister. She's 27. She has a quote-unquote baby mama. But it's like when it's drama with it and
it's like the girl keeping you from seeing the child because she don't want you to move on or she wants to hold on to you. I truly think that that's a bit too much. And sometimes I think us being women, we are catty and we do some shicey things. And even that's like, me personally, I'm like, if I want to go through all that, a baby mama drama, I will be with a man who has children. Because you have to expect that pretty much with men. But it's like, why can't we all be adults, okay? If you're moved on and she's moved on, y'all have a mutual agreement, okay, this is what we're going to do. And my issue with her was she would do anything this girl wanted for her to see the child because she loved the little boy so much. And I would, and like, it came to where me and the girl almost got in physical altercations and stuff because I'm a grown-ass woman. Excuse my French. I'm not going to let another woman disrespect me. Trust and believe, I may be suburban. I'm not ghetto by far, but I'm going to handle myself if it's accordingly. And, like, with my ex before, can't stand her. She was abusive. She had a son as well, but I respect her because when it came to her quote-unquote baby mama and me, she put her foot down and she told the girl it was certain things you can't do. You're not going to call me after a certain amount of a certain time at night because it has nothing to do with the child. Unless the child is physically in harm or there's a real emergency, don't call me because there you're disrespecting my household. You're disrespecting my relationship. She told the girl, you have no reason to come into my house. You're not going to step across that threshold. I will meet you outside and pick up the child. And to me, I told my ex, I don't understand. I shouldn't have to make this girl respect me because if she sees that you're not respecting me, she's not going to do it. And at the end of the day, like I told her, you hold the upper hand here because when the child needs clothes and she doesn't have money or anything like that, she's calling you. So it can't be like, well, I got to do this because she's going to take him from me. Because then at the end of the day, she say, oh, you're not going to see him no more. But then when he needs to go to the doctor and she needs a ride, she's calling you. So put your foot down and stop being a pussy. I'm sorry. Don't be what you eat. And that is a big part of us breaking up because I was not going to bow down to somebody else. And another thing, like, you know, it's like I love kids. I want to have kids. And I don't see, I mean, when I do have kids, like, honestly, like me and one of my exes were talking about having kids. And it was to the point that I told her, because I'm not going to go through that lesbian baby mama drama stuff. Like, you holding the child over my head, I'm trying to hold the child over your head. I'm not going to go through that. So we're going to take legal actions to the point where you're going to sign some documents stating that you have rights to this child as well so that I won't be catty and do that to you or you won't try to be catty and walk out the child's life because then it's going to be like a straight relationship because when you physically adopt half of this child or whatever, if you do try to walk away because you don't like the decisions that I'm making, then you're going to pay child support or you're going to do something. So we're going to be adults about it. And that was pretty much my input on that. And the next thing that I was speaking of was you guys were talking about meeting people on Facebook and things like that. Me personally, a lot of my relationships and girlfriends and people, even friends, like one of my backbones, like I call her my wife, like she's my Avon Coon, like I'll take a bullet for her. I actually met her via Facebook and we tighter than anything and we've never even had any type of relationship but a friendship. And it's pretty much like, you know, like looking at somebody, me, I go up on intuitions. Like, I can look at you on Facebook, and like the girl said earlier, but within 20 minutes of having a conversation with you, I know where we're going to get. Shoot, within 5 minutes of me having a conversation with you, I know where we're going to get. Because at the same time, like, being in a club, like me, I know a lot of girls, if they see me in a club, going through that meme mugging thing, I'm a very nice person. Through all my Facebook pictures, I may be smiling, but if you see me in a club, one, I probably didn't have a drink in me, and two, I might not be smiling. Like, just when I went out Saturday, the girl came to me and was like, you so pretty, why don't you smile, why are you looking so mean, what's wrong? I'm like, nothing's wrong, I'm just not smiling, you know, and it's like, excuse me, or you might see me, and I might have on my teeny little skirt, and I might be bent over with my butt hanging out. But that doesn't make me a slut or that doesn't make me a whore. I'm just partying, and I'm one. I get loose, like I'm probably dancing with
everybody in the club, and I'm probably, my butt's probably hanging out, and I probably do have on a thong with my skirt, but that doesn't make me a thug. That doesn't make me a whore. Because once you come and talk to me, you're going to be like, oh, wow, she's actually about her stuff. She's on her, she's a good person, you know. So I think, like, you can't really judge a book by its cover. Like, yeah, we all are human, and we do it, but I try, like, not to do that. And I feel as though, you know, with the whole stud and calling by names, like, me personally, I'm a femme. And when people ask me, they're like, oh, so what type of girls do you like? I say I like all girls. I majority do lean towards doms or studs or whatever you want to call it, but I do like femmes as well. The only thing is I feel like if I'm going to date a femme, I'm a dominant female. And even though I date studs, I'm very dominant in the bedroom as well as in life, period. So I feel like me dating a femme, I don't want a dominant femme, because I know I'm looking at it like, you know, you're my girl, you're my pride and joy. So I don't want a girl that's loose. I don't want a girl that's been around, like, everybody know you and everybody like, damn, you know, I fucked her. Like, I don't want that. So with the femme, like, I hold them at a high standard, at a high bar. Like, I don't want a femme that's just, you know, like, oh, my gosh. Like, no, I don't want that. Sit down and act like a lady. Have some class about yourself. If I can do it, so can you. And then it's like when I date, because a dom is different, because I hold them at a different bar, because I know I am their pride and joy. I am their prized possession. You know, it's like I'm a trophy. So, therefore, I'm going to keep myself at a certain way. I'm going to keep myself at a certain level. But at the same time, yeah, you know, you may be dominant. You may work on my car. Or you may, if we go grocery shopping, you're carrying all the bags. But best believe, you know, like my ex-girlfriend would say, if somebody got us wrong, I was quick to pop off before she was. And she, I don't care if you're a man or a female. And she would be like, dang, babe, you're a pit bull. Like, and that was me. That was just my dominant side. Like, I'm quick to let you know, like, hold it up for her. And you got me confused. Or even with us being in the bedroom, you know, like, I'm the type of female, the whole pleading thing, I'm not going to date a female that does not want to be touched. If I wanted to date, just get my own swaps off, I feel like I should be with a man, because then I don't have to do certain things. But if I want to touch you, you know, and I'm a vulnerable person sexually, I'm willing to do anything that you want to do. I'll try anything once, twice if I like it. Hey, but at the same time, why is it fair for you to touch me and do all of this stuff, and then I'm not supposed to touch you? I don't think that's right. I think you should go date a curious girl who's scared to do whatever it is, you know. Like, me and my ex, we were cool about the whole our sexual thing because she didn't like to be strapped. I don't like strapping. I've tried it. I know what I'm doing, but I'm just lazy when it comes to that. I don't like sweating. So, you know, it was cool. But at the same time, you know, it was like certain things that I brought out of her, like, you know, giving her a head and stuff like that, doing little things, like I would grab her or whatever it is. Like, at first, she was used to girls not wanting to touch her and stuff like that. At first, it was kind of like, hold on, you making me feel like a skirt. But then it was like, you know, our sex was so heated, because she's like, I never had someone to be so dominant in the bedroom and to do things like that. And I mean, that was pretty much all that I had to say about it.
We definitely appreciate your comments and keeping it real with us. And we want to thank you for coming on She's On Radio. Have a good day, huh?
I'm ready to.
All right, we're going to go up to area code 860-990 before I go to you. If anybody want to talk to us, please press number 1. If you have to comment or anything, press number 1, we'll get you in. 860, talk to me.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
All right, you?
I'm all right, KC. This is Susan Sadia Carrillo.
All right, how you doing? Welcome back.
Hey. Now, I wanted to speak about just a couple of things real briefly. Excuse me. Number 1, I am, I have been out since 1978.
Ooh, Lord.
Yes.
Wow.
It came out when I was 13. And the reason why I'm saying that is because back in the day, and I can truly say back in the day, we didn't have any of the labels. The only label that we had was lesbian, dyke, and butch. There was no femme, there was no AG, there was no stud, there was none of that. There was none of that. And we fought so hard for the rights of LGBT, and to have to hear about all of these different labels and all of these different things. Damn it, I'm a woman who loves women, period. I may be more masculine. I may be more masculine. I may wear men's clothes, men's shoes, cut my hair like a man, wear men's cologne, but I am a woman when we climb in the bedroom. When I undress, I have titties and I have a vagina.
No, that's
right. It sickens me to hear about these young masculine women walking around with straps in their backpack or straps in their pants.
Mm.
We fought too hard and for too long to be where we are today, where we have a president that says that he supports gay marriage, equal marriage, marriage equality. We have fought long and hard for this. I was instrumental in bringing gay marriage to the state of Connecticut. I just want to say to all the younger LGBT, welcome, but we really need to stop throwing shade at each other, because, see, that's what we called it, throwing shade. Not me mugging, throwing shade. Life is too short for us walking around looking at each other with contempt. We need to love one another, embrace one another, because at the end of the day, we are all we have. We are a community.
Right.
We are a culture, a subculture inside of a culture. And we need to embrace that. We all
hope y'all listening.
I'm an old G. I'm an old lesbian. I'll be 50 soon. But I still participate in all of these things so that I can school the younger people and let them know how hard the fight was. It wasn't easy to be where we are today. There was a time where I had to hide who I was. Even though I was out, I had to hide it because it wasn't accepted. And there was hate crimes being done to us as younger lesbians in the 70s and early 80s.
Mm.
You think it's bad now? It was even worse then. And we had teachers and fellow students outwardly chastising us. And as far as all of the rest of the subjects, I enjoy listening because I remain teachable because I don't know everything. I don't know everything about the community. You know, I'm just really glad that we as lesbians or we as women who love women have a place that we can come to air our differences, to get advice, to seek advice, to get answers, you know, to laugh, to joke. You know what I mean? This is something that we didn't have. We had none of this. We had one soul station in the state of Connecticut in the 70s and early 80s. One.
Mm.
We had one station. We had no station where we could express ourselves as lesbian, gay, transgender, and bisexual. We had none of that. So, I mean, we just need to embrace our community and love one another. My name is Susan, and I am so privileged to be a part of this. And I thank you.
And we thank you, too, and we thank you for that.
Yes.
And if you can come on every day and speak and just be 100 and, you know, tell and teach somebody something, I know that you just help somebody out.
If I touch one person tonight, and, like, I'm not all that, but I know what I know. You know, I have some knowledge, and I have some experience, and I have some strength, and I have some hope for the younger generation. And if I've touched one person tonight, then God bless you, man. God bless you. You know, and never give up. Keep your head up. We are women who love women. Embrace it. Enjoy it. stop looking at each other with hatred and contempt in your eyes and love one another. Whether in the club, whether you're in the club, in the grocery store, in the park, in Dunkin' Donuts, in Starbucks, wherever the hell you are, embrace one another. Speak. Say hi. Smile at someone. Walk up to them and say, hi, my name is so-and-so, and shake their hand.
That's right.
You know, that person may be the person that saved your life.
No, that's right.
So, like I said, KC, God bless, and I'm glad you had fun down in Virginia Beach, man.
Yeah, we had a good time.
All right. Good night.
You too. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to go to, let's see. If you want to talk to us on She's On Radio, press the number one, and I will definitely get to you.
Yeah.
All right, before we go into that, I know what I can do.
What's that, man?
I'm going to go ahead and give away some tickets. G-Pratt 2012 tickets.
Oh, yes, yes. Go ahead and give some tickets away.
I'm going to get them tickets away because 22 Farmers, Pretty Pete, King Kale, man, it's about to go crazy. And the person that can answer this question, you and your friend will be sitting front row with Pretty Pete, King Kale, Prince Dawg Payne, Sis Bob, K.O. that was just on tonight, Cat the Great, Flav Her. I mean, the entertainment is off the chain. So, I'm going to give y'all about 5 minutes. And when I come back, I'm going to get these tickets away. So, what I'm going to need you to do, if you are interested in winning these tickets, please call in right now. 646-716-6977. Call in right now and press the number one. I'm gonna play this song right quick and get these tickets away. So here you go. All right, I'm back. Quick water.
That was quick, man.
So who won one of these tickets? Press that number one right now. Right now. So Teddy, who should I go with first?
How many you got?
How many people I got online trying to win tickets? Yeah, six people right now online trying to get these tickets.
Let's see. Let's go with the third caller.
Go with the third caller.
Yeah.
All right. 860-990. Talk to travel on these tickets. Hello?
Oh, man.
All right. Can you answer? Let's go with 571-303.
Oh, it's me, Rose, again.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I just talked to y'all. Yes, I want to win tickets.
You want one of the tickets, right?
Yes.
All right. So, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Woodbridge, Virginia, the DMV area.
Okay. So you are definitely in the building. So my question to you, how good are you with your history?
I'm good with history. I graduated high school with honors.
Okay. Well, when I say your history, I mean your gay history.
I know a lot. I learned about a lot of historically black women that are actually lesbians and different stuff. I don't know. What's your question?
Well, this question is, tell me everyone's favorite lesbian on TV. I'll give you 5 seconds to answer the question.
I would say Wanda Sykes.
And that is the wrong answer, and I'll come back to you and see if nobody else get it.
All right, let's go with AL4325. Who is the top lesbian in mainstream television? Talk to the 804-325.
Ellen DeGeneres.
And you won. Woo! Man, we need some confetti music. We need some confetti music. Right? I want to talk to.
Miss Felicia Cleo.
Hey, baby.
Uh-oh.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
Well, I'm gonna get you them tickets. Definitely, that was the answer.
Yeah.
That was the answer. She is that. A lot of people don't know that about Ellen DeGeneres, but she is. There's a lot of people in our community that's doing it big, but she's the one that's the favorite. Yeah, she's doing the big, and she's doing it positive. You feel what I'm saying? She got it. Anytime, that's why I tell people, like, look, anytime you see a lesbian on TV making big time, I'm talking about mainstream TV, if you see what she do, if she can do it, you can do it.
Straight up.
If she can do it, you can do it. But you ain't going to do it sitting at the TV, sitting at the Facebook all day. Gotta get out and do what you gotta do.
No.
Follow your dream. And Fifi, I just want to thank you for coming on. We'll get you some tickets. Shoot me a Facebook very quick. And I gotta get the information from you. You know. And thank you for coming on.
Okay. You want me? I'll just text you.
Yeah. Just we'll get the information to you.
Okay.
All right. I want to thank everybody for calling us. She's on radio. Definitely, if you don't know about She Fry, she's on. It's doing the biggest event, 2012, Richmond, Virginia, August the 3rd through the 5th. She Fry 2012, every day this week only. We'll be giving away those awesome tickets. So definitely tune in. Tell a friend to tune in. I'll be giving away tickets every night. 15 minutes before the hour, before closing. Definitely www.shepride.tk. If you are coming, definitely get your tickets online because there will not be any tickets sold at the door. It's an exclusive event. No outsides in. So everything will be VIP. That's all I'm going to say. 22 entertainers, Pretty P, King Kevin. All the awesome entertainers out there doing big. KO, that was a guest tonight. She'll be there. Miss Chanel, other night, Pause and Corruption. I'm telling you, it's going down in Richmond, Virginia. And we want all she's on to be there, so definitely check that out. If you are a lesbian that's looking for other lesbians to get into friendships, love, relationships, we have an official website, which is www.shezone, that's shezone.org. It's free. Tell a friend. You know, you got your web page like Facebook. You got groups and you got the message boards. And she's on do a lot of events, so definitely stay tuned with that. Tell a friend. And definitely tell a friend about the radio station. Teddy, I want to thank you again for coming on.
No problem, bro. You know I got your back, man.
So I want you to tell everybody how they can get in contact with you.
Y'all could do it via Facebook, you know, facebook.com/ Bishop1983. My email is angelm23704@yahoo.com.
And indeed, if you want to get in contact with me, KC, www.facebook.com/JUSZKC. That JUSZKC is Twitter, Facebook, everything. JUSZ, that's just me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got to do my Twitter too, bro. My bad. It's @TeddyHarris3. @TeddyHarris3. I do have Twitter, and I do follow back.
All right, so y'all ladies, thank y'all so much for coming on tonight. I'm going to leave y'all with Miss KO Music. Y'all please support KO. She's an awesome, awesome, awesome entertainer. And she will be at She Pride 2012, so please listen to her music. And everybody have a good night.
Hey, kitty, kitty, hey, kitty, 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 hey, kitty, kitty, kitty. Hey, nigga in the whole room, look at that. Skinny jeans with you over there looking fat. Pretty face, nails done, and you getting sex. All I really wanna do is to get with that. So put your name in my phone where your digits at. Guarantee it won't be long before I get you wet. Wanna bet? I got a sweet tooth for you, so girl, won't you break me off with a little piece of that? Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty 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 cat kitty cat kitty cat cat kitty cat kitty cat kitty cat cat kitty cat kitty cat kitty cat cat kitty cat kitty here kitty 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 shorty dressed in proper swag on pretty you the baddest in the city and if your girl ain't with eating good on everything I love I go ham in the kitty rough sex got her hand in the kitty I kiss on it I be playing with the kitty make a fiend got a gripping on my dreads trying to direct my head to go slam in the kitty. You be killing them with them black leggings and the way you walk, seduction in the air from the way you talk. You looking good, sweeter than the candy bar. Your friend's bad too, but you the baddest of them all. If you ain't never been with a girl, I can change your world. Soon as you come here, I'ma need for you to take it off. I know you heard about the tongue, got stubborn girl sprung, but if you down for the cause, then just make the call. But you gotta be bad in your own skin. Soon as I get it wet, then I'm gon' swim. She said she wanted soul sex and some passion, and that ain't what she get when she be fucking with these grown men. So I told her no need to be wasting time. I'ma make a crawl when I taste the prize. Had them toes curling, hands clenching the sheets when she's geeking. When I finish, I guarantee she gon' say it's mine. Hey, nigga in the whole room, look at that. Skinny jeans with you over there looking fat. Pretty face, nails done, and you getting sex. All I really wanna do is to get with that. So put your name in my phone where your digits at. Guarantee it won't be long before I get you wet. Wanna bet? I got a sweet tooth for you, so girl, won't you break me off with a little piece of that? Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Here, kitty, kitty. You know I like a nitty bitty. We can scratch the movie and start working on a mini series. The pussy cat meow and the lion and me growling, so don't need fall stalling. If you really with me, well, we can hit the telly if you feel you ready. Tea candles all over, lay you on your belly. Kiss you from your lips to your feet till you cringe when I eat. Heavy shaking like a bowl of jelly. If you want a strap, then just hold it steady. I'ma get it from the back, bring that ass back. Matter of fact, arch your back, make that ass clap. I put a 9-to-5 work on that body. And we be busting automatic like a shotty. She on fire, she say I got that bomb sex. I'm number one on the list, she be scrolling for my name. Skipping her exes, but she be going through her contacts. Text at 187 for me to come and kill it. I'm in VA, but I get there in a New York minute. I swear I feel unreal when I get up in it. Make her say she love me, and I don't think she really meant it. We can reenact a scene from about your dreams. Put you on my cream, see my mission is to please you, girl. Cause you got the sex weed and my tongue is cracked. Got you addicted 24 hours, got you feeling, girl. Hey, nigga in the whole room, look at that. Skinny jeans with you over there looking fat. Pretty face, nails done, and you getting sex. All I really wanna do is to get with that. So put your name in my phone where your digits at. Guarantee it won't be long before I get you wet. Wanna bet? I got a sweet tooth for you, so girl, won't you break me off for a little piece of that? Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty, hey, kitty, kitty, kitty. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, cat. Kitty cat, kitty, hey, kitty, kitty, kitty. Hey, kitty, 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 kitty,